This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, the turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him every night, raising a son, raising a daughter. They gather around the table, send it up to the father. Somehow they get closer when times get harder. Here's to the farmer.
Here's to the farmer. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to review, acknowledge, acclaim the works of small family farmers, the companies that they run all across America, and the locavores who are the supporters of the work that we do. And I say we because I am an American family farmer as well, been on the farm all my life, been around cattle. Actually, I don't like to call them cattle because they aren't. Cattle kind of gives a different feel or a flavor. They're cows. And I love my cows. I'm very happy to have them as an important part of my life. In a business sense, but also in a relationship. I know people think this is strange. Some farmers do anyway. I don't slaughter my cows. I feel that they have served me and they need to have the rewards of having served well, not only me, but the needs of hundreds, if not thousands, of people who enjoy the milk that's produced by my cows. So it's food for thought anyway. We all think about these things differently. That's not the focus of our conversation today. At least in the first part of the program, we're going to go to Good Water Farms. You can go to the website goodwaterfarms.com and see what Brendan Davison is doing. He's the founder of this farm in Bridgehampton, New York. Brendan, welcome to the American Family Farmer.
Hey, Doug, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Bridgehampton, isn't that on the Hamptons, out on the island?
It is. We call it, the locals call it the East End. The people who come in the summer call it the Hamptons.
Right, yeah, the East End is a good way of putting it. So yeah. The first thing that jumps into my mind is how expensive land must be there. You got 32 acres, you're growing lots of microgreens. So I want to focus on how you do. There are two things at least on my mind with regard to you. As I think the producers have explained to you, the reason that we have this farm and people like you on is to have you tell your story and have people hear and understand how in this age of big ag, people like you are surviving and thriving so that there are ideas that people can take away from our conversation that can service them. This is a source of answers and solutions. So the first thing I want to know is how the heck do you afford 32 acres on the Hamptons?
Well, I have a very generous partner. who had the property already. I started the business in Amagansett, which is about three towns east of where Bridgehampton is, in the driveway of a house that I was renting. And from there, I just kind of grew and grew and grew and grew out of the small space in my the house that I was renting, and then moved to East Hampton. And then that's where my partner, who just loved what I was doing and believed in it so much, that he said, oh, by the way, I have this 32-acre farm in Bridgehampton that's not really being used. Could you use it?
And what a great opportunity that is.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, that, of course, is the benefit of being out on the East End and being, you know, surrounded by the wealth that surrounds us. There are benefits to it.
I would think there'd be a lot of benefits to it, not only having that land and the access that you have to people, but you can actually get prices for things that you deserve. One of my big things here, and it isn't necessarily about produce, but I think it does hold true. Americans are cheap when it comes to food. They're used to not paying a lot. If you go around the world, you go to Europe, for example, you try to buy some of the same stuff that we have here, the prices, they will say, these visitors will say, they're outrageous. No. What they are is actually reflective of what it costs to do business. The problem here is that there are so many layers, and I can speak for dairy if I don't know that. Well, I guess the same thing holds true for produce, except in circumstances like yours, because you're selling pretty much directly to your customer. I think, if I'm not, am I understanding correctly your business model? Don't you pretty much sell? You got those people who are there in the right seasons of the year, and they don't mind what they're paying as long as they're getting something good. Is that right?
No. Yes, but okay. No.
Yes, but no. All right.
I also work with about 15 restaurants in New York City and about 14 Whole Foods.
So you have Whole Foods and the restaurants, and then though do you have your own retail clientele to come to the farm in season?
Yeah, we have we call it the delivery box. We deliver four varieties in a half tray, and we deliver that right to our customers.
Yes.
But the reason why I had to kind of start working with other people, my community, which is, you know, it's unfortunately there's an old way of thinking that it's not a year-round community; it's only a summer community, and that being said, when my first year, when I was, you know, really hitting, you know, really doing well with restaurants, all of a sudden, come September, all the restaurants were like, "Okay, thanks. We'll see you next summer."
See
and
you
I'm
next
like,
year.
"Well, wait a minute. I grow year round. What are you talking about?" And that kind of at first angered me because I'm like, "Wow, my community is not even supporting me." And then I was like, "Well, let me follow the herd back to the city," and that's what I did. And it's really what built the business and saved me in a way, which is it was kind of unfortunate. But and now slowly, it's still that way. And my business, unfortunately, is west of where I live.
Well, the thing that is very interesting, what intrigues me about this, is how you have created not only ambiance there and selling to the public, going to the restaurants, but you've created something around a book called The Microgreen Cookbook, A Good Water Farm's Odyssey. That, to me, is there are so many uses, and I'm going to get off on this in a moment because I have a friend who has cancer who is on a micro diet, and this is you talk about health benefits of stuff like this. This is where the American, if you want to kind of wipe out disease, and I mean that's a broad statement, so it may be silly to say it, to put it that way, to couch it that way, but you want to live and be healthy, this is the kind of stuff you need to be eating, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. Brendan Davison, who is the founder of Goodwater Farms in on Long Island, goodwaterfarms.com. Check out that website as we continue here. As long as I'm talking about health, your well-being, let me focus your attention on Krill Omega 50 Plus, the formula for health in terms of supplementation, fish oil and krill oil together. People say, "What do I take? I know I'm supposed to have oil, and omega-3s are the best oil, and that's what's in krill, or that's in the combination that has been put together by a purity product, Krill," say it again, Doug, "Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, small pill, make a big difference because the omega part of it is omega-3 fish oil, the best quality that they can find. The CoQ10 is for energy, and then we have the added combination of krill oil, which is great for your joint comfort, helps the bursa, the sacs, to be lubricated so your joints don't get stiff and sore. And then the omega 50, perfect, man. I've had my conversation with Dr. Ken about this. The cardiologists will love you because what this does is open up promoting your cardiovascular health, getting the blood to go everywhere it needs to in your body, to your brain, to your skin, to your muscles, to all the organs. That's what comes of having good fish oil in your diet. So you'd like to, after I've for 60 seconds extolled the value and virtue of this, what am I going to tell you? How to get it? Yeah, how to get it free. There's a free bottle from Purity awaiting you at 800-355-1493. Yes, 800-355-1493. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both of them, free for the asking. Purity's number is 800-355-1493. Call them now. Get the free bottle. See how it really makes you feel better. You'll feel the difference in a week or so. I tell you, it did wonders for me because I've had some trouble with my joints, my shoulders, my knees and stuff. And so I'm a perfect client, a customer for this, and you are too. I know you are. 800-355-1493, free bottle. You pay for shipping. That's it. Couple of bucks, and you're home free at 800-355-1493.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Everything looks good with your resume, so let's talk salary.
Okay, can I use your desk phone?
Sure.
Can I get a price check on a software engineer with 5 years' experience and good references?
We're still in the interview.
I'll be right with you, sir.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site, according to ComScore total visits.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
18 past the hour, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Brendan Davison from Goodwater Farms, goodwaterfarms.com. So you've written this book, this textbook kind of. I know it's a cookbook, but it's sort of a textbook to help people understand why microgreens are as important as they are and how they can be used. So let's start with the health benefits of these microgreens. And I wonder, on the outset here, Brendan, was that one of the motivating factors? What got you? I suppose that's what we ought to get you to focus for a moment. What got you to want to grow these things when you could have grown lots of other produce on these 32 acres?
My beliefs leading up to me starting Goodwater Farms were to serve people and to feed people. Mm-hmm. So I guess when I really just looked at who I was and myself, and I'm impatient, anal retentive. I like everything in you know, very clean lines, structured, and that's where you know, the microgreens, it just kind of, we kind of met at the same time, and from that, the, you know, just the fast turnover rate, it's kind of a sea of green. It's constant. It's once you flip the switch, it's on, and it just goes and goes and goes, and it grows like crazy. So that really attracted me. And then most of all, about 4-5 years, the company has been, I've been doing it since 2012. So about 2013-14, this study came out from the Department of Food Chemistry and Agriculture, the U.S., the government study in the University of Maryland, and found that microgreens were 4 to 40 times more nutrient dense than their mature leaf counterpart. So right there at that moment, my beliefs were microgreens were the gateway to health.
They are. If you look at any of these circumstances where people are on special diets because they have cancer or other diseases, this is where it gets started. So, yeah, you're right on there. Let's continue our conversation in a few moments here in the American Family Farmer.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome to the farm and discussion of what's going on America's farms. I'm Doug Steffen, here with a fellow that's been very creative and very helpful, Brendan Davison. You see a lot of these people in various parts of the country who are coming up with plans on how to do this. He's specializing in microgreen growing, and his farm is on Long Island in Bridgehampton, and we're telling his story and have gotten to the point where we're discussing the benefits of microgreens, how important they are, the vitality that comes, the vitamins, the minerals, all the important essence. You don't have to take supplements if you're on these babies. So you were talking about how you can keep them growing. Have you thought about growing them in an aquaponic? I honestly I get confused between hydroponics and aquaponics. I think hydroponics uses certain chemicals in the water, and agroponics doesn't. I don't know, but the question here is for you, Brendan. Do you do any of that for winter growing inside a greenhouse or something?
Definitely not. I detest hydroponics and aquaponics. I'm certified Demeter biodynamic, and we grow in soil. That's where all that the nutrients and vitamins. It's all about the soil. I mean, you being a dairy farmer,
I'll make this easy for you. I don't use any chemicals on my farm. I rely on the stuff that comes out of the rear end of my cows for the most part. I mix it up with chicken manure and horse manure, and that's what I spread. But the nutrients that come out of the cow that help the soil is so obvious, and what we're doing with chemical fertilizers is leaching the good stuff that's in. It may grow good stuff, but it isn't helping the soil. And I think you're talking about that. In fact, the soil is where the nutrition is, not in water and not in stuff that you put in the water. I'm with you on that one. I don't disagree with that at all.
Yeah, I'm preaching to the choir. But yeah, it's all about the soil. And that is pretty much where I focus my, when I talk to people, because unfortunately, microgreens are associated with hydroponics. I don't know why, but hydroponics are, it's a nice hobby, but I don't think you should be eating your food that comes from those systems. They're used chemicals. I can go on and on and on.
Yeah, but, no, you know what I want to do in the interest of time?
I don't even want to. I don't even want to.
No, I don't want to either.
Yeah.
I want to talk a little more about you, because I didn't get that from you at the top of the hour, where you came from. How did you go to school? Did you grow up on a farm? What's your story?
Well, I grew up in Queens, and it's all in the book, but basically I took this Iowa State exam when I was about 8 years old. At PS 94, and it was to tell you what you were supposed to be when you grew up. And then my teacher, when we got the results back, made all the kids stand up in front of the class and tell the classroom what we were going to be. My turn comes, I open it up, and it says farmer, and all the kids started laughing at me because mm-hmm. nobody in Queens knew what a farm was. Mm-hmm. And at that moment, I was like, oh man, I'm never going to be a farmer. So that kind of, you know, as I grew up and searching for, you know, the deeper meaning of things, who I was, why am I here, all that stuff, I moved to Los Angeles because I'm a surfer, and every East Coast guy wants to live in California.
I was going to say, how's that working for you on Long Island?
Oh no, I surf year round. That's why I'm out here. I very easily could be in a very less expensive area to do what I do, but my passion is surfing, and of course my love is growing. But in California, I just stumbled, I was studying meditation and yoga, and the food movement just started, raw food, vegan, yeah. organic. And this is like the late 90s, and I just was surrounded by all of this well-being and health. And then, of course, I started growing cannabis and indoors. And, of course, that was during the Bush administration. So it was kind of it wasn't popular as it is today.
No.
But from there, I did that for about 6 years. And then I moved back to New York and got out of that business. But I had the skill that I was really good at. Especially indoor growing. So that's kind of how I got my chops.
Well, I think you'll be able to grow some hemp there, and maybe they'll change the name to Bridge Hampton instead of Bridge Hampton. That'll be easier to grow. But you got a good story. I'm sending people to your website again, goodwaterfarms.com. Is a great way to, if you're in this kind of business, there are a lot of solutions, a lot of ideas here. And the cookbook Brendan Davidson has written, the Microgreen Cookbook, A Good Water Farms Odyssey. Brendan, best of luck to you.
Tain, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Next part of the American Family Farmer is devoted to a discussion of what has been called the Dorito effect. And it may or may not be what you think. And I guess you got to listen to figure this out. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting Mark Schatzker to join us, an award-winning writer from Toronto. He's a radio columnist for the CBC, frequent contributor to the Globe and Mail. He writes for Condé Nast Traveler, Bloomberg Pursuits. Author of The Dorito Effect, The New Truth About Food and Flavor and Steak. One Man's Search for the World's Tastiest Piece of Beef. It's going to be a... I'm all done. The title takes care of everything, Mark, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In a way. So what is the Dorito Effect? How is it that you use that as an attention getter for writing your thoughts?
Well, this is a book about food and what happened to food. And my argument is that everything that's gone wrong with food is not about sugar or carbs or fat. It's about flavor. We can literally taste it. And here's the problem. All the food we grow is getting blander and blander. It has been for 50 years. We know this because
grandma often tells us, tomatoes don't taste the way they used to, or chicken doesn't taste the way they used to. But we also know this because the science informs us that the food we grow is losing nutrients and it's losing flavor. The second part of this problem is that we have cracked the mystery of flavor. We can produce the flavors in factories that we're losing from food, and we do produce them in the millions and millions of pounds, and we add them to all sorts of things, potato chips, soft drinks, frozen pizzas, fast food. What we need to do is understand that eating is a behavior. We're programmed to eat. We are programmed to crave delicious foods, and we have changed deliciousness. We have bleached deliciousness out of whole, real foods that grow in the ground and walk off farms, and we put it into processed foods, and that is why so many people are making poor food choices.
Well, under the circumstances, this is like right up my alley, the alley of the program. This program is aimed at helping the issues that the small family farmer faces, the small ag business faces, the hobby farmer, and the locavore who wants to have the best supply of food that he or she can find, that wants to go find it, wants to see it, either the cow being milked or the produce being grown. And so when you approach this, and I'm interested because you're a Canadian, so I'm wondering if the same problems exist there as do here in America.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the reason there is this locavore movement is because a lot of people have woken up and said, hey, you know, there's something wrong with food and I want to get better stuff. So in that regard, it's very encouraging. But I think the other thing to keep in mind is one of the reasons the family farms find themselves in such a difficult position is because our agricultural system has been totally commoditized. We sell everything, you know, by the pound or by the gallon, and quality has nothing to do with it. It's all about quantity. And when you're getting paid by the gallon or by the pound, there's no incentive for you to produce something good. There's only an incentive for you to produce a lot of it.
Yep.
And that's what we've done. Food is more abundant and cheaper than it's ever been, but we've paid a major price in quality.
Well, and therefore we pay a major price in our health. It's very interesting when you look at the epidemics of obesity and heart disease and diabetes and all of that stuff. It really brings us around to understanding, or I guess not understanding, the message. I think this past week I saw something that 13% of the public is actually eating enough vegetables and fruits. How do you explain that, given the fact there's so much information, so much attention to diet, to good food, to taking care of yourself, to living longer? I don't understand how people so miss the mark here, Mark.
I think, you know, it's helpful to think of it the way we think about smoking. We all know that smoking is bad for us, that it's deadly. And yet so many people continue to smoke, and it's not because they're stupid, and it's not because they don't know it. It's because they are programmed by impulses. And the same thing is true with food. So how can we expect, you know, a nation of more than 300 million people to eat their fruits and vegetables if those fruits and vegetables taste like tap water? How can we expect them to make those decisions when there are foods that literally lie to their brains in the, you know, flavored crackers and potato chips and soda? We think that we're rational. We think that we're completely in control of our decisions. But when it comes to things like this, we're not always in control. Some of the most interesting information I researched in this book was the neuroscience of food addiction. And what it found is that food addicts don't actually like food more than a healthy eater. They don't get any more pleasure from it. Their problem is they're seized by uncontrollable cravings.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is we've created so much food that kind of reprograms our palate and gets us to make food decisions that we know are bad for us. And there's an awful lot of people who are in a terrible relationship with food. They know it's bad, they try to resist it, but they get afflicted by these cravings, they binge, and then they melt into a puddle of self-loathing. It's an awful situation, and it's not healthy mentally, and it's certainly not healthy physically.
Mark is trying to reestablish taste and nutritional value in our fruits and vegetables. I am thinking as I listen to you, when I go into the store, I have a dairy farm, and I've been selling raw milk and cheeses and ice cream and that sort of thing, food produced on the farm or for the farm, for a number of years. And what we have are people coming into the store and say, wow, this milk tastes so good. Even if they didn't grow up on raw milk like I did and they didn't know what the taste was, they can compare it to the stuff they buy in the store, which is basically white water. And they, I mean, there's no comparison to, and so they'll pay $11 a gallon for real milk versus, what, $5 or $6 a gallon for the milk that's really water. And so you expand that across the horizon of food, the fruits that are grown here and there. I have become in awe of this Driscoll brand. Every place you go, the strawberries, the raspberries, the blackberries, Driscoll, 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 everywhere. And they have some organic and they have some regular. And I just wonder how quickly they came into the arena here so that they're national and everybody knows who they are. You wonder if they aren't part of, when you look at that and then you see other big commoditized brands for other things, is the fruit that we're getting from them, as you've described, just we're eating it because there's nothing else handy by, or are we eating it because they advertise well? Is there a difference between that produce and the stuff you can get locally, or the organic process? You understand what I'm saying? There are all these questions. We see, okay, fresh fruit, let's get it. We don't really pay attention where it comes from, maybe even how it's grown, or what the nutritional value. It's red, so therefore it's got to be good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, and it's a really complex thing. You know, people often say, well, whose fault is this? On some level, it's the supermarket's fault, because the supermarket has bullied suppliers into, you know, producing everything at the cheapest possible cost. You know, farmers, I don't want to say they've been complicit, but they've held up their end of that and produced the cheapest thing. But we have to also look at the consumer and say we have to stop expecting food to be the absolute cheapest, lowest price possible. That's not how we behave in so many other sectors of the economy. People know that if you spend a little bit more on a car or a pickup truck or whatever, you're going to get a better one.
Yep.
We know that the cheapest possible clothes don't always look that good. A lot of people spend more money than they ought to on a smartphone. Why is it when we buy food, the stuff we're putting in our body, arguably the most important decision you make on a day-to-day basis, why do we insist that it has to be 99 cents per pound? This is a lot of this falls on the consumer's shoulder.
Well, it's education, Mark. We have been in our, I don't know how it's gone in Canada, but in our country, we have suffered under the hands of a big federal bureaucracy. The education department is a dismal failure. We aren't teaching children about their bodies or about the healthy way to develop a strong body. We used to have health ed courses when I was in school, and I'm not saying welcome back to the good old days, but hello, it was practical. I learned how my body worked. I knew how the nutritional process works, and so now, without these programs, children are being raised up to adulthood to believe that, Chocios or whatever they are, which is basically sugar, it sends you into the crazy zone, because all that sugar in children's bodies sends them beyond the beyond. And the same is true for many other things that we are exposed to that are just plain bad. But we don't have the education to counter the advertising, which is education in a manner of speaking. So whatever is heard the most is what's going to prevail.
Yes, and it just, it's an ongoing cycle. It gets worse and worse. I mean, we have a generation of kids now that have grown up eating food like this. They don't know any different.
Mm-hmm.
They've never tasted milk like your milk, so many people.
Yeah.
So, you know, part of the solution is to get flavor back into food. I think things like farmers markets, locavore movement, those things are all steps in the right direction, but it just needs to be taken further.
Right. Volume we're talking. All right. Hold on a second. We'll pause. We're having a conversation with Mark Schatzker, who's written The Dorito Effect. Let's get Mark to explain, although he's done it in a roundabout way, the specific reference to Doritos and their flavors as we continue here on The American Family Farmer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Two Colorado neighbors both had pet dogs and jobs requiring frequent travel. So they had an arrangement for many years where they took care of each other's dogs when either was out of town. Then they found out they'd been breaking the law all along and could face stiff fines. Like many other states, Colorado required anyone who cared for a pet to have a license and pay fees. But the law made no distinction between a large commercial kennel and a neighbor or family member. One of these neighbors looked through the lens of liberty and realized her private dealings with friends were none of the government's business. She took up the cause and convinced the state to change the law so that helping your neighbor take care of their dog is no longer a crime. Good job.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I'm Doug Steffen, American Family Farmer, on the air again this weekend. With me in this part of the program is Mark Schatzker, who is a writer, wrote a book about our food supply, and it's called The Dorito Effect. The reference is to flavor, I'm guessing.
Yes. Let me tell you the story of the Doritos, because nobody knows this, and it tells us so much about what happened to food. The very first Dorito was just a salted tortilla chip, like the kind that you buy to dip in salsa or guacamole, and that's what people did with it back then. There was a little diagram in the package that, you know, showed you could put it in a bean dip or something. It really didn't sell all that well. It was not much of a success. Almost got canned, and then the guy who invented Doritos had this brilliant insight. He said, let's make them taste like taco. And that's what they did. They added MSG, and they added flavorings and yeast extract to make these corn tortilla chips have these savory, thrilling notes of a taco. And they achieved that just with chemicals. There was no, you know, braised pork or chopped onion or cilantro or anything like that in there. It was just chemicals because flavor technology at this point was just starting to come into its own. And Doritos very suddenly went from being something people didn't buy a whole lot of to something that people could not get enough of. The next flavor after taco was nacho cheese, and the rest is history. And the thing we need to understand here is that it's the flavoring chemicals that made these so craveable, so difficult to resist. And that is the story of our food. We're putting these flavorings, they're called natural or artificial flavorings, and there's no difference between the two. There's nothing natural about natural flavorings. We're putting these in everything. It's not just potato chips and soda. We're putting them in yogurt. We're putting them in soy milk. We're putting them in pasta sauce and in frozen pizzas. It's all over fast food. These are the chemicals that incite us to eat. These are the chemicals that make food seem delicious. And there's more of it ever in processed food, and we're losing it in whole foods. So, you know, no wonder people are eating the processed food and not eating the whole food.
Well, the whole food is subject to the regimen of more and big agriculture. What you see is the land doesn't get respect. It's over-fertilized, and there's too much Roundup, and there are too many chemicals that are in the land, so the dirt is dead. You can get things to grow in it by fertilizing it, but that doesn't mean you're reinforcing or re-enhancing the quality of the dirt itself. You can always get things to grow with a little extra shot of fertilizer, even some manure, but it doesn't re-establish the land or keep the land in its purest state. And so the things that we're growing are chemically based, not based of the earth. And that's the point, I think, that you're trying to make here.
Absolutely. We create tomatoes and strawberries that look, I mean, a modern tomato looks like a tomato. It just tastes like a tomato. And nutritionally, it doesn't have
Has. It tastes like you might as well be eating the morning newspaper. That's what it is there's nothing to it unless you're getting it on a small farm that's locally based. You can go see what's going on there. That's really the key. Watching, seeing, being in touch, educating yourself and your family, because the government's not going to do it. The government's going to be in collusion with all these guys that want to grow newspaper. Mark Schatzker, The Dorito Effect, our food, and what you can do to fix the food supply problems we have in our country.
Have
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After the hour, the American Family Farmer continues. I'm Doug Steffen with a look at growing hemp. This is something that is going to be a big part of agriculture in the next 20, 30, 40 years, and a number of states already are capable of processing. That's the important thing. And I'll tell you in my commentary in a moment what I'm finding out as I try to do it on my farm right after this.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app, so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts, and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Noro Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Noro Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Noro Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
All right, so for those of you who are in the States, there are about 20 states now that have legalized the growing of hemp, and hemp sometimes is confused with marijuana. It is not the same at all. Hemp is a fabulous growth product in terms of how it's used. It can be used for clothing, for rope. It is also a great, I've noticed in using in my own protein shakes, the hemp powder is very good for you. The food that comes from hemp, the oils, all of that sort of thing, very, 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 very good. So now that it's being grown, and there are usually in these states separate rules, and though in my state of Massachusetts, separate rules for growing hemp and marijuana. So I've noticed that there's a log in on hemphub.com. I've actually signed up for their newsletter. The thing that I'm interested in isn't, well, I want to have help in getting the right seeds, growing the right product, but I also want to know how we market this stuff, because there are two uses for it. For those of you, again, who are thinking about it, hemp in the traditional sense, how it's used for clothing or rope or whatever it is, that's the stock. But then there are pods of oil that are used for other things. And in my way of looking at it, I figure, well, we can bale the hemp and sell it that way for about twice as much as we get for a bale of hay. But then we're throwing away all of the oil. So this Hemp Hub USA, a couple of different companies that are now involved in the various states, they're trying to reach out to the states where hemp programs are legal so that the processing machinery would be there. There are still some roadblocks. Bringing the crops to market, for me anyway, is the biggest problem. And so this company is an opportunity for us, if I read correctly between the lines, to be able to use them. There are a lot of groups. There's a new group called Vote Hemp, which is trying to increase awareness. Last year, for example, there were only about 10,000 acres being grown, hemp being grown in our country. This year, it looks like 25,000 acres will be grown. I'll probably do 40, maybe 45, if I can put all the pieces together. Farmers are, as far as I can see, in every state wanting to grow hemp. But until they have been educated as to what are we going to do with it, that's really what you need. So if you go to hemplogic.com, if there's no hemp processing infrastructure, and I don't have it in my state, this is a way of getting it. And then there are other things. But if you know that they're going to take it, they're not only harvesting it, but they have markets for it. This is the there's machinery that's specifically designed for this. And I think you better do that rather than do what I was thinking about doing in the beginning, and that's just using my balers that I use for hay to do the hemp reed. No, not a good idea. So I'm going to get comfortable with 40 or 50 acres. I think that's the learning curve. There's nothing the generally rule of thumb here is don't grow a lot of it the first time around, because you got to know what the hell you're doing. I think that probably is true for anything that we're doing, though, isn't it, in life, especially on the farm. So some words to the wise about hemp as we move forward here on the American Family Farm.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.